WRCE, 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center, is sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Increased tension between Israel and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. The U.S. has announced it will be deploying additional troops to the region in the event American citizens in Lebanon will need help leaving the country. Here's ABC Chief Global Affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz in Tel Aviv.
The State Department would make the determination whether to order an evacuation, but even before this intense round of Israeli bombing, the State Department warned Americans living in Lebanon to get out of the country while commercial travel was still available. That could become much more complicated if the airports were hit.
President Biden to address the UN General Assembly today, expected to discuss that conflict as well as the one in Gaza and others. Ukraine expected to be a topic. President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to speak to the UN Security Council today. What's expected to become a tropical storm? Helene taking aim at Florida's northern Gulf Coast. This is ABC News. The reward is growing for information in the deadly weekend shooting in Birmingham, Alabama. It's now up to $100,000. Four people were killed, another 17 hurt when shots were fired. A Texas 10-year-old is now facing third-degree felony charges after making terroristic threats against his school, and officials say it's a growing trend.
This is Jim Ryan. Schools nationwide, according to Education Week, have seen a spike in hoax threats and actual violence since the shooting at Georgia's Appalachie High earlier this month.
Since the beginning of the new school year, FBI Houston alone has received more than 30 hoax school threats.
The FBI's Christopher Soyez.
This number is more than any given month last year.
He's renewing the agency's plea to social media users. If you see threats posted online, reach out to law enforcement. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And the man in black arriving at the U.S. Capitol. A statue of Johnny Cash is being unveiled today. It is there to replace another statue representing his home state of Arkansas. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at prattfuneralservice.com.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, quiet weather conditions expected to continue around here the next several days. We are seeing a few clouds skirt across the area thanks to a low-pressure system off to the southeast of Wisconsin. A few rain showers with that coming across Illinois into southeast Wisconsin as well. At this time, we think they'll just stay southeast of our listening area. Otherwise, temperatures will be pretty comfortable today, getting up around seasonal levels, a little bit above. And then even warmer coming up tomorrow through the weekend with readings a good 10 degrees above normal. Now, some of the moisture from the expected Hurricane Helene is actually going to move northward up toward our region by the weekend. Could bring us a few sprinkles or light showers out there Saturday and Sunday with higher odds the further south you go. The amounts, though, look relatively small, probably a few tenths of an inch or less. Here's a forecast for today. Partly sunny with highs around 70, wind variable 2 to 5. Partly cloudy to clear tonight, falling to the mid-40s. Mostly sunny tomorrow and a bit warmer, high at 74, northwest wind between 5 and 10. Wednesday night mostly clear, scattered fog possible, low in the upper 40s. Thursday should be a great day with sunshine, high of 76. Friday partly sunny and very mild, low 51, high 77. Saturday partly or mostly cloudy, spotty light showers possible, especially the southern part of the area. Low 54 with highs in the mid-70s. Sunday, more clouds and sun. Spotty light showers possible. Low 56, high about 75. And Monday, variably cloudy. Still a chance of isolated light showers. Low near 54 with a high of 73. You have a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is holding out at 49 degrees, so it's been a cool overnight. We have some sunshine right now. 71 was yesterday's high, record high 90 in 1937, record low 26 in 1989, last year's high 78, and the low 62. Sunset at 6:56 this evening, and this morning's early sunrise will be about the same as tomorrow morning, around 6:52. Right now the air is calm, barometer is at 29.84, steady, and after a low of 47, it is 49 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is next, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff, and by WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at the local and area schedule, and later on, Rick Schlesinger of the Brewers, president of Brewer Baseball Operations, will join us on the phone here on the WRCO Tuesday Morning Sports.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. High school volleyball tonight will be on hand at Weston Schools as the Ithaca Bulldogs take on the Silver Eagles. And we'll have the match beginning around 7 o'clock tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Other Spiker action, Kickapoo is at DeSoto, Riverdale at Darlington, River Valley at Platteville, and Richland Center at Prairie du Chien. Swim meet action, River Valley swim team is at Baraboo tonight, and the River Valley soccer team is at Platteville Lancaster, while Richland Center visits Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Seneca as well for soccer action going on in the area tonight. Bowling scores from the Major Bowling League, the series high, New York Life, a 34-38, Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 34-16, Quail Run Golf Links, a 33-75. High game honors, Lonesome Dove Tavern, 11-83, New York Life, 11-53, and Quail Run Golf Links, an 11-37. Top series, Corey Davis, 697, Lucas Lindvig, 640, Kerry Geis, and Derek Calland with 614s. The top game came from Corey Davis, 257. Ken Nix Jr. had a 241. Todd Earnessy and Lucas Lindvig, each with 235s. And Fred Kepler bowled a 569, 140 over average in last night's Major Bowling League. Just 27 days after the Titans traded him, Packers quarterback Malik Willis threw for one touchdown and ran for a second in Sunday's 30-14 win. That's historic. NFL senior researcher Tony Holtzman-Escanero tells Sports Illustrated it hadn't been done since 1926. The thing that stands out, Willis has completed 12 of 17 passes on third down conversions for 190 yards and a touchdown while running five times for 55 yards. That's 11 conversions in the first two Green Bay starts. The question to Coach Matt LaFleur yesterday at his press conference, will Jordan Love start this week?
Well, we'll see. I mean, again, I think anybody that saw what happened to him, I mean, that's a legitimate injury. So, you know, he's working through it. He's doing everything in his power. He wants to be out there, and, you know, we want him out there.
It was a big win on Sunday, but the coach says they need to cut down on those penalties.
We got to be better with our technique. I mean, we've had some costly penalties that have shown up in every game, and certainly if it's going to come back to bite us, we don't get it cleaned up.
The Packers prepare for the Vikings this weekend. There were two Monday night games last night. Rookie Jaden Daniels threw for two touchdowns and ran for a score in an efficient performance. And the Washington Commanders stunned Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals 38-33. Josh Allen threw four touchdown passes in the first half, and the Bills scored in each of their first five drives in a 47-10 win over a misfiring Trevor Lawrence and the unraveling Jacksonville Jaguars. In Badger news, the Badgers have confirmed kickoff time for their game this Saturday against the USC Trojans. It's set for 2:30 Central Time. CBS is broadcasting the Big Ten game. This could have been a lot worse at 11 a.m. kickoff. Could have had the Badgers running on the field when it would feel like 9 o'clock in the morning back home. They still face a tough task against a rated opponent on the road. Coach Luke Fickell says one of the keys is trying to get big plays set up downfield.
The plays are there. We just got to find ways to finish. We got to find ways to understand that effort is going to overcome a lot of those things. So the vision of bigger plays, yes, but it's not in any different way, you know, and that's where we've got to continue to grow to find. It's just like defensively in the off week or the bye week, did you guys do something different? No, it's hard. You got to do the ordinary things a lot better to make them look extraordinary.
And in baseball news, last night, it was a big night for the Phillies, who have won the National League East for the first time since 2011, clinching the division title with a 6-2 win over the Cubs. San Francisco 6, Arizona 3. In the American League, Boston 4, Toronto 1. Seattle 6-1 over Houston. The Brewers get back to action tonight at Pittsburgh. Speaking of the Brewers, we have a rare treat, a chance to talk to Rick Schlesinger, president of baseball operations for the Brewers, and he's on the line next here from WRCO Sports.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Brewer President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, joined us. Rick, what's it like in Milwaukee these days, knowing that everything's clinched and you're heading to the postseason?
Yeah, it's exciting times, obviously. It's the first step of a journey. The journey is the World Series, and it's great to know that we are in the postseason. We were the first team to clinch a postseason berth. We still don't know, you know, who we're playing, when we're playing, and what round. I think it's vectoring towards the wild card round, so the games would be here Tuesday, Wednesday of next week, and Thursday if necessary. So we have a pretty good sideline on the games. We just don't know our opponent. And there's obviously still six games of the regular season for us to play. So a lot of unknowns about who we're going to play.
Yeah, the drive-through pep rally last week, did that surprise you that fans came out that early?
I was surprised. I mean, we had cars lined up at 4 in the morning. I was there about 5 o'clock, and it was early for me. And to see all these cars lined up, we had cars lined up on the 94 freeway and just a stream of thousands of cars and diehard Brewers fans, and it was great. You know, we had Donald Driver and Robin Yount and Sidney Moncrief and the Racing Sausages and Bernie Brewer and a lot of celebrities and Brewers executives and Pat Murphy. It was great, and it was fantastic. The enthusiasm was great, and we have tremendous fans, and they came out early.
Well, you've been with the club since 2003, and so why is this team different, do you feel, than some of the others?
You know, I think the fact is that, you know, we're underdogs. You know, in the prior years, the Brewers were, you know, since 2018, I think the Brewers have been considered one of the best teams in baseball and have always been predicted to be, you know, in the postseason or fighting for a postseason spot. At the beginning of April this year, all the national media was counting us out. I think most teams, most media thought we would lose, you know, 83 games or finish under 500, and very few people were predicting we'd be competitive. So I think we had a little bit of underdog status to ourselves, and we had some unknowns and a lot of players who didn't have a great track record but who had the talent and the intestinal fortitude to succeed, and Pat created a great culture. And so we've overcome a lot of obstacles and a lot of odds, and we're sort of a surprise team, and I think that makes it different than the years past. Nobody thought we'd be here, and it's great to prove the prognosticators wrong.
And I think the fans, too. I think the fans thought, well, we'll be competitive, but, you know, some off-season things last year, maybe, you know, we're going to do well to compete. I think it's a nice surprise for the fans, too, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think the fans were a little uncertain about what team we were going to see this year. We lost Burns in a trade. We lost Woodruff to an injury. You know, in spring training, Devin Williams, our closer, went down for 3 months. And obviously, Craig Counsell departed for the Cubs. So a lot of question marks, a lot of uncertainty. And the fans were nervous. And I think, candidly, Matt Arnold never lost sight of the goal, which is to put together and assemble a great team of competitors, of folks who had talent, who would embrace, you know, the win tonight culture. And then he had Pat Murphy and his staff to really, you know, create the environment where these fans, I mean, sorry, where these players felt they could win. And the results speak for themselves. I mean, yesterday's game is a sort of a microcosm of the whole season. You know, we're down early. Most teams would have gotten, you know, mailed it in. And, you know, Willie Adames said, I'm not coming out of this game. And you slowly pecked away. And the next thing you know is we win the game.
Yeah, and I think you've got guys on the team that that really believe in the team chemistry. And I think that's a difference too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think chemistry is really important. And, you know, it really has to come from the players. The manager has some influence, but, you know, the players have to believe themselves. And we got guys like Willie Adames, Reese Hoskins, veteran players who really know what a clubhouse should be like. And, you know, obviously Willie's been here with division-winning teams. Reese Hoskins had success with the Phillies, so they know what a winning culture is like, and I think they lead by example. The fact that Contreras and Adames never want to come out of the game is sort of a testament to sort of the gritty, all-in attitude that our players have. And these guys want to play every game, and they fight you when you want to give them a day off. And I think that kind of work ethic is contagious. And, if another player looks at these guys, they say, well, I should be playing. And you want people to play. You want people to play hard every game, every inning, and our team does it.
Jackson Chourio has been another great storyline this year, hasn't he?
Yeah, we knew he was a generational talent, which is why we gave him such a long-term contract. And in every rung in the minors, he's had a few months to adjust, and then he's become a superstar. So when he struggled early in the majors in April and May, I think, we understood that it's a learning curve, and there's no bigger learning curve than going from the minor leagues to the major leagues. But what he's done, since June 1st has been phenomenal. Not only is he having one of the best seasons in baseball history for a 20-year-old, but he has been our most consistent clutch hitter in the second half, and he has, won games with his bat, with his legs. He's been a much better fielder in the second half. And, you look at this kid, he's 20 years old, he's playing like a veteran, he's unfazed, and he's a generational talent.
And Christian Yelich going out, that certainly was a storyline as well, but he's one of the big cheerleaders for the team now, isn't he?
Yeah, we do miss him. We miss his bat. He was, he was really coming back into all-star form and just having a great season, and his back just would not let him continue. The good news is he'll be back 100% next year, and whatever procedure he had done, he now feels really good, and we'll miss him in the postseason. But, yeah, he's being there as a team leader, and there are examples galore of teams overcoming the loss of a star player and succeeding. And, every man has to step it up a little bit because, we miss Christian in the second and third spot. And it's hard to replicate his numbers, but, we're going to find a way to win.
Our station, WRCO, has been a Brewer affiliate since they began in Milwaukee. So we're pleased to still have Bob Uecker on the air. How cool is that to have Uecker still around this club?
He's sort of the brand. Isn't he sort of the iconic figure? When you think Brewers, you think of Bud Selig. You think of Robin Yount, you think of Bob Uecker. I mean, that's sort of the people that transcend the sport. And, Bob's an international celebrity, but he is a Milwaukee guy through and through, and he's never lost sight of his roots. He loves calling the games. Whether he can call, some or all the games, it doesn't matter as long as he's part of the team. And, it's a treasure to have him here, and, he loves it here. He loves the postseason. He loves hanging out with the players. And I can't think of Brewers baseball without him.
They just debuted the doc, just a bit outside, a chronicle of the 82 Brewers, Rick. And I know you weren't around then, but certainly there has to be a few parallels, it seems like, from that club and this, aren't there?
Yeah, well, I was here. I was in college at University of Wisconsin-Madison, and I was, a Milwaukee guy, so I lived and died with the 82 team. And, yeah, I think, you just listening to the players, it was a bunch of blue-collar, gritty guys sort of created a love affair between the city and the state and the team. And yeah, I mean, I think we as current Brewers players and executives feel like we need to, complete the journey. They lost game 7 in a heartbreaking World Series to the Cardinals. And, I think our job here as the journey is to get it to the result that we want, which is, winning game 7 of the World Series. I'd win it in 4 if we could. So we don't need the stress of winning in 7, but I think that's the mission. Frankly, what better year than this year to bind the 82 team with the 2024 team and all the great legends and icons from that team who are still connected with our organization.
Yeah, I saw some of the press for that. I haven't seen the documentary yet, but the common thing was the love that each other, it seemed, had for one another, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think there was an era, a little different era in baseball. The players hung out together after the games in the clubhouse, and there was a little bit more camaraderie and a little more collegiality, and a little more of a sense of team. But I like our 80, I like our 2024 team. I think they, in their own way, have forged this camaraderie. There's kids and players from different ethnic groups, from different backgrounds, different parts of the country. Different skill sets, different journeys to get here, but the common theme is, win tonight, play hard, respect the game, and respect your teammates, and be successful. and follow the program. So, yeah, there's a lot of parallels between those two teams. And, yeah, the 24 team is a special team, I think.
Will you be having any more pep rallies leading up to the games?
Well, I think we'll see. The goal will be to keep advancing in the postseason. And if we are successful in getting past the first round and the second round and getting to the third round and then ultimately the World Series, I suspect we will be doing some more pep rallies, but this was a good one leading up to the launch of postseason tickets for the first round. So we'll see. I hope there's many more celebrations and many more planning of pep rallies for this season for sure.
When you talk to a fan, Rick, what's the most common question you get from a Brewer fan?
Well, I think it's how can we keep this team together? And I always say that we have proved this year that the team is greater than the individual sum of the parts. That whether you lose your manager or lose your star pitcher or great talented people who left, the Brewers are a collection of talented people, both on the field, in the front office, in the minor leagues, whether it's trainers and coaches and managers and front office execs and front office employees and the people who clean the stadium, the people who collect your tickets and all that stuff. It's all one team, one vision. And the names might change for some of the players, but the culture should remain, the system should remain, and we have proven, for the last 7 years that we can win with different players. And so even if some of the players' names are different next year, I'm excited about the 25 season. I'm excited with our great minor league system, fueling some really good prospects. So I think this is going to continue to be a great golden era of Brewers baseball, and would love to cap this particular 7 years with a World Series title for sure.
It's awesome to be sharing the limelight with the Packers in the fall too, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm a big Packers fan, and I'm excited to see them play well without Jordan Love. And I know the Packers execs are big fans of the Brewers and vice versa. And winning teams in Wisconsin are the goal. And when the Packers and Bucks are doing great, it's good for our business because it creates fans, and fans in Wisconsin love their teams, and you can be a fan of the Packers and the Brewers and the Bucks and Marquette and the Wisconsin teams. So, it's great. It's great that we're sharing the limelight, and we want to keep playing deep into October and share the spotlight with the Packers and the Bucks for sure.
Well, Rick, you've been ample with your time. We appreciate it. I know you're a busy guy. You got to get back to it, but thanks for talking to us here in Richland Center.
Thank you for having me on.
The president of business operations for the Milwaukee Brewer Baseball Club, Rick Schlesinger.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
We're officially past the halfway point of the high school football season as Week 5 is in the books. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com.
We've passed the midpoint of the high school football regular season, with Week 5 in the books and Week 6 coming up. Looking back at action from last week, Beaver Dam scored its first ever win as a member of the East Central Conference, taking down previously undefeated Plymouth 34-15. In a showdown of top 10 teams in D3, second-ranked Catholic Memorial had no trouble with 6th-ranked New Berlin West, handing the Vikings their first loss in a 42-0 running clock outcome. A roller coaster season continued for Platteville, but this time on the way up, as the Hillmen rallied from an early deficit to take down rival Lancaster 44-22 in the 96th meeting between the teams. TJ Pink led the charge, throwing for 326 yards and 5 touchdowns for the Hillmen.
After years of struggles, including dropping to eight-player football for a couple seasons, Wausau East is back on the right track, and on Friday, the Lumberjacks defeated Mosinee 23-22, ending the Indians' 27-game Great Northern Conference winning streak. Reminder, you can head over to WSN to vote on the Week 6 Quick Trip in Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week in the state of Wisconsin. Nominees this week are Burlington at Badger, Oconomowoc against Arrowhead, Coleman traveling to Okano Falls, New Richmond at Rice Lake, and De Pere against West De Pere. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil & LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil & LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Hi, this is State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm honored to serve my neighbors here in rural Wisconsin. Out here, we don't ask for much, just safe streets, food on the table, and a place to call home. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in our roads, first responders, and hospitals, all while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. Of course, there's more work to be done. That's why I'm asking for your vote this November. Together, we'll build a better Wisconsin.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. We've been led to believe that corporations are the job creators and that they drive the economy. We have been told that corporations won't expand and create jobs if they are not given large tax cuts as incentive. It's not true. The economy is not driven by the supply of goods. It is driven by our demand for goods. A living wage, affordable child care, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut corporate taxes, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cut for corporations. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Well, Mama told me when I was three, Lord Street will never get you nowhere. It ain't streetcar jumping and backbeat bumming, get along like it in there. Hold your head up high like you're gonna fly. Take the bitter till you find the sweet. And when you got that crowd and screaming loud, you leave them sitting on the edge of the seats. Ooh, yeah, you gotta step that step, walk that walk, shake that thing, and honey, talk that talk. New York too, to keep you bumping till the break of day. And no time to rest, and you gotta feel blessed, cause you're gonna get it anyway. And when you start to wail and your face turns pale, you gotta bump it till you piss the pops. And as the eagle flew, baby, so will you, cause you're climbing all the way to the top. Ooh, yeah, you gotta step that step, walk that walk, shake that thing, honey, talk that talk. Step, walk that walk, shake that
Sawyer Brown and Step That Step here on Country and Community, WRCO. Filney with you on a Tuesday. And our trivia question of the morning is coming up. Your chance to win big pizza, absolutely. Your chance a little bit later on here this morning. We're currently at 52 degrees on the way upward after a low this morning of 47.
Never been one for poetry until I saw forever staring back at me. It's got you written all over it. All I wanna do is give you this kiss. Girl, you got me heading into the mountains of heaven. I'm talking 24/7, amen. I'm falling in a little deeper and deeper. Everything about my life getting sweeter and sweeter. So all the way from the bottom to the top of my list, it's got you written all over it. I'm gonna carve our names in a sycamore tree. Gonna put them way up high where everybody can see. Gonna shout it from the rooftops up to the stars so everybody knows this little boy's heart's got you written all over it. All I wanna do is give you this kiss. Girl, you got me heading.
Aaron Goodvin on WRCO Radio. The benefits of a four-day work week, according to a champion of the trend, working 5 days a week has long been the corporate cultural norm, but some companies are exploring the option of letting employees work 4 days a week. The chief executive of an organization that promotes the idea says they're hoping to reduce workplace burnout and retain talent seeking a better work-life balance. Dale Whalahan is CEO of 4 Day Week Global, which coaches companies through the process of shortening their employees' work hours. Whalahan says 5 day work weeks weren't designed for jobs requiring a lot of thinking and sitting, and that one less day doing that improves mental and physical health. So maybe down to a 4 day work week someday. I guess in the case of Henry Bray, it's a 4 day a month work job. But anyway, no, just kidding. But that's interesting that they do that. Certainly in the workforce, places like this and many others too, though it requires somebody here like the whole weekend and things like that, if you want to do a good job of serving your public. So yeah, 4 day, that's nice, but it doesn't probably work for every single job though. It doesn't work for farming, I know that. Coming up, we have our trivia question of the day.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. car was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and a member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning, starting at 11:30.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items, from beautiful candles to stunning metal art. TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Here's what you're playing for today if you get involved with trivia. The trivia question of the day, we have a large pizza with your choice of toppings from Muscadet Mini Mart. They serve it up right. Good stuff there. Anyway, here is the question today. Which country music singer's backup band is known as the Dance Hall Doctors? Once again, which country music singer's backup band is known as the Dance Hall Doctors? 608-647-4155.
She loves to have a glass of red after a long, hard day. She loves to throw a little salt on the rim when the weekend comes her way. glass of red.
Garrett Gregory on WRCO. Congrats to Julie Thompson. Way to go, Julie. She was the winner of our delicious pizza from Muscadet Mini Mart. A large pizza with a choice of toppings. Stop by and see what all the fuss is about there. The good stuff, pizzas at Muscadet Mini Mart, worth stopping for. So check it out. Which country music singer's backup band is known as the Dance Hall Doctors? That would be none other than Mr. Tim McGraw. Pretty famous backup band. He even recorded an album or two with them as his backup, which doesn't happen all the time. Most of the major stars have the group they tour with, but then they have studio musicians who play when they want to record. And for Tim McGraw, he feels these guys are good enough where they can back him up in the studio or on the road or wherever. But some famous ones, George Strait's band is called Ace in the Hole Band. Toby Keith's band was called the Easy Money Band. Merle Haggard's band, of course, was the Strangers. And Johnny Cash's band was the Tennessee Three. One of the more unique ones, Marty Stewart and his Fabulous Superlatives. I always like that one. And one of the more recent ones, Scotty McCreery, his backup band is known as Dry County. The Dry County Band. That's a look at today in trivia, and here is Tim McGraw with the Dance Hall Doctors. Thanks for joining us today on WRCO. We're watching that temperature climb on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. It is 55 degrees.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Russian Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700, open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
Get ready for a weekend of vintage fun at the Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show at the Richland County Fairgrounds, October 4th through the 6th, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. Enjoy free admission and plenty of activities for the entire family. Savor delicious food from the 4-H. Grab breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, and don't miss the famous HCCP pie stand. There's a special youth exhibit for those under 16, a silent auction, and the FFA tractor raffle. Friday kicks off with a truck drive at 9 a.m. Saturday features a tractor and ATV drive. Threshing at 12:30, a pedal pull, and 4 p.m. parade. Wrap up the weekend with a hearty breakfast in Cowboy Church on Sunday morning, followed by more threshing at 12:30. Join them for a weekend of trucks, tractors, and tradition at the Richland County Fairgrounds, October 4th through the 6th.
Wonderful to have you along. We'll have some friends in the community join us in the morning show studios coming up next hour here on WRCO Radio. We look forward to having some members of the Ithaca schools here with us. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
At NAPA, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why NAPA is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
We're headed towards 70 degrees today. Right now, 56 in Richland Center. Happy Trails time coming up here.
The blood red sun beat down and baked the red clay ground. Dust kicked up around his John Deere wheels. No trace of rain in sight. Again he'll lose the fight and have to watch his crops die in the fields. They stood there, both in tears, his wife of many years. Said, John, you know, I hate to lose our farm. He looked into her eyes, then looked up at the sky, and told her as he held her in his arms. In my next life, I want to be your hero. Something better. I live this life behind the light.
in his arms, just like his rundown farm. Soon withered up and slowly disappeared. One hard-working man, two hard-working hands, were giving up after all these years. His aging eyes grew dim, and the lady that worshipped him sit crying on a chair beside his bed. Her hands caressed his brow. She said it's all right now. And as it slowly slipped away, she said, in my next life, I wanna be your hero. Something proud of me. In my next life, I'll make you proud of me.
Happy trails to you.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy.
Until we meet again.
Until we meet again.